lots of questions today. Let me go through them quickly. We have a great question about asking me about my lunch with Henry Kissinger, since that'll take 5 or 10 minutes. Kissinger is a sort of loquacious fellow. I will keep that question and answer it another time. Another one, mortgages will die with QE3, but who is the beneficiary? Is this simply a bank bailout, or are the banks under some obligation to forgive payments from the mortgagor? The big beneficiary of QE3 and the mortgage bailouts will be the black budget, who I believe the mortgages were originally, or the fraudulent mortgages were originally issued to benefit. Or my guess is that's, on a percentage basis, that's the primary beneficiary. But there's a long chain of criminal and financial liabilities in the chain of that issuance and the packaging and then servicing. So any financial institution holding or servicing or who packaged it and underwrote it to sell it to another financial institution who might be liable is now off the hook. So you have a whole chain of underwriters, servicers, and owning financial institutions. All of them get off the hook as to their liability or their financial liability, having paid, $100 for something that, is fraudulent. Anyway, so there's a whole chain, and my guess is one of the biggest two institutions to benefit are going to be Fannie and Freddie and, of course, the New York Fed member banks. Hi, Catherine. I left a post in your last Precious Metals report. The topic was on the housing market. During your report with Sanders, you had touched on it. Did you reply to these, and if so, where? I believe that question was answered in the Precious Metals Market Report, but if you don't feel that it was, please go ahead and ask it again. Someone has asked a question about SmartAsset.com. Is this a company that would be useful for Solera users? SmartAsset.com is a company that's in the clouds, and it helps you make decisions, buy a variety of different formulas. Should you buy a house? Should you rent? My feeling on all of these kinds of tools is that they're always useful, but the formulas which can make you smarter should never control the decisions, because there are going to be too many things involved that are unique to you, and most really strategic decisions are informed by mathematics, but oftentimes can't be entirely solved by them. The other thing is never let them know it's you. If you use these kinds of tools, do not let them know who you are and be able to connect that data through the cloud with other data about you. So you want to remain anonymous. And I said to somebody, they'll get me into the cloud when I go to the great beyond and not before. So just understand whatever you're putting into these tools is not private. So if you go into a pseudonym, that's fine. A great question from a wonderful subscriber. Let me read the whole thing. I see that you are consistently recommending documentaries as a way of spinning up on a subject. I find the document format to be entirely extremely unsatisfactory. It is a reasonably accessible way of finding out what a particular viewpoint is claiming, but it is of little or no use to me regarding whether those claims are supported by the complete set of evidence. And then he goes on to explain why. Do you share any sympathy with my viewpoint, and if so, in what ways do you find documentaries valuable? And what do you depend on to quickly sort the wheat from the chaff when examining extraordinary claims? This is a very good point, because documentaries are not academic treatises. And really, when you want to get a balanced view on the subject, oftentimes you have to get or try and find documentaries or books on both sides of an issue or in a variety of different ways. This is not just for and against. There's 360 degrees on issues, and it's also very easy to get a point of view without digging down and getting the kind of significant legal documentation that I put up to support my claims in Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits. So it's not a vehicle that really allows you to put forward an academic standard kind of support for a given position, or allows the reader to go in and authenticate all different sorts of claims. What it is very good is communicating quickly something that is a complex topic that otherwise many, many people couldn't take the time to understand without having that kind of mechanism. And the way I describe it, it's a little bit different between, a picture of a bridge is one thing and the architectural specifications are another thing. And I find it very useful to have pictures on many, many different things. And then on occasion, I really do need architectural specifications. And so to me, documentaries are incredibly valuable. And I don't need to agree with everything in a documentary to find it valuable. So to me, it's not zero or one. It's a scale from 0 to 100%. And to me, a documentary that's useful is worth a lot. There were many documentaries I couldn't watch until I started to really develop the ability to read into it what was not included or what was missed or not understood by the person who made it or felt they couldn't put in it for a variety of reasons. So what do I depend on to quickly sort the wheat from the chaff? One of the things I depend on is experts in the field. So I'll often check with people that I trust in different areas and say, what do you think of that? What do you think of this? You know, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing is I depend on my own common sense, and I'm the first to say I don't know, but to use a documentary to fill in and say, well, you know, maybe it is this or maybe it is that. So I think I operate with a standard of usefulness, and I recommend that you do too, because we don't have the time to read the architectural specifications on anything. If we want to understand something at a very, very high level of integrity, you know, look at the picture first and then go diving if you want for architectural specifications. One of the most exciting things that's going on right now is development of multimedia in the world of publishing, not just documentaries, but of books. And I think the time is coming when it will be possible, whether it's a documentary or a book, for a book to have lots of video and sort of resource supports, again, of the kind I did at Dylan Reed, and a documentary as well. So the world is moving to the point where we can, you know, literally every documentary or book can come with a Wikipedia if we wanted to. Hello, recently discovered Solari, signed up for newsletter, studying how to find a local bank. Do you have a list of companies that contribute to economic and social injustice? If you're studying to find a local bank, I strongly recommend you take a look at our bank intimate section on the website. It's got a little piece called How to Find a Good Local Bank, and it'll just help walk you through the steps, and I think it will probably help you go through that search. In terms of companies that contribute to economic and social injustice, I think that most of us are pretty good using our own common sense of doing that. What I focus on is decentralization. I'm looking to avoid, the larger the company is, the more I am inclined to shun it, just because I think we need less centralization and more decentralization. It's pretty easy these days to understand the patterns of fraud and to check out the headlines on a given company. And if it's clear that they're involved in pattern of fraud or that they're deeply entwined with governments who are not aligned with your interests, to understand it's probably better to stay away. My number one criteria is excellence in leadership, whether it's excellence in the governance, who's on the board of directors, who's in the management, who's involved with the company as auditors, as lawyers, as other sorts of critical strategic partners. And finally, recommendations and words of mouth is very, very important to me. So you'd be amazed if you keep checking and looking over time how easy it is for you to sort of figure out who's a reputable character and who's not. And this subscriber says, I'd like to start voting with my money and to spread the word. And I say, Yahoo, keep going.